At this stage, say scientists, South Africa can't get enough vaccines that are effective against the variant first identified in the country in December, fast enough to prevent a third wave. They predict this'll hit in about 2 to 3 months. But for now, says the epidemiologist who's leading South Africa's scientific response to COVID-19, Salim Abdul Karim, the nation can breathe a bit.
If we look at the way in which the second wave grew, it's a reflection of just the sheer burden of clinical illness, the hospitalizations and the clinical and the severe disease that leads to death. Barely 3 weeks ago, we were looking at a situation where across the board, our country was in the red. We are now doing quite well in the way in which the numbers have come down across the board.
Not long ago, South Africa was recording almost 21,000 new cases and about 3,000 deaths a day. Karim says the country's best way forward is the mass distribution of vaccines that are clinically proven to work against the 501Y V2 variant. He says the current jabs work well to prevent the original virus. The Pfizer vaccine, for example, shows 90% efficacy. The scientist says even the AstraZeneca shot, which South Africa has been forced to abandon for the time being because it's not as effective as they expected against the new variant, is a good vaccine.
In fact, if you look at AstraZeneca, at 2 weeks after the second dose, they had zero hospitalizations. So there's no question across the board, these vaccines work really well in preventing severe disease and preventing hospitalization. But that's with the existing variants. They were designed for the existing variants.
In lab tests, says Karim, the Pfizer jab and that made by the Moderna firm did reasonably well against the new variant.
We are seeing a diminished neutralization, diminished killing capability in the blood of people who receive Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, but not to the extent that it looks like it's compromising these vaccines' ability to kill the virus. But remember, we have no clinical efficacy evidence against the 501Y V2 variant. These are just laboratory studies.
He says all three viral vector vaccines made by AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna struggle against the variant first identified in South Africa.
Overall efficacy for all of the countries combined was 67%. However, when we look at the South African data on its own, it's concerning that it's down to 22%. So now we're seeing that
the government's considering using China's Sinopharm vaccine, but Karim says its initial results aren't very promising.
They use a live virus lab assay, and they show a small reduction, 1.6-fold. Against the 501Y V2 variant. Again, no clinical efficacy evidence against the variant we have in South Africa.
The first clinical evidence of a vaccine's effectiveness in combating the variant came from the Novavax company.
The evidence showed that this vaccine is 89% effective in the UK, but only 49% effective in South Africa. So the answer to that question, are protein subunit vaccines effective against the variant? Well, partially. The Novavax vaccine's clinical efficacy raises quite a lot of concern because of such a drastic drop in efficacy.
Karim says the only clinical evidence that a vaccine is effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths related to the variant is from Johnson & Johnson. Fortunately, says Karim, that's the one that will hopefully kickstart South Africa's vaccine rollout next week. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.